This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Jason Marcus Grieve is first in. Eric Yoder gave us a David.
David.
It's nice. David. And then there were two. Andrew's gone and Wheels is out today. He did Gas House Gang, so if you heard that, I didn't hear any of it, but I'm guessing his voice isn't great. He feels okay. In fact, it was funny. So he texted Rach and I last night, and he's like, I'm not feeling, you know, like my throat's really sore. And Rach said something so sweet and innocuous like, feel better. And he's like, I don't feel bad.
I said, I'm sorry you're feeling poorly. He's like, I'm not, though. I feel good. I'm like, okay.
Don't say that. Why would you say that?
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. So he has some sort of a throat issue going on. Mm-hmm. I told him to rest, and maybe he'll be back tomorrow on Access from home. But yeah, we got the funk going.
This is like the Hunger Games or the Civil War. I don't know what it's like, but...
I don't know what it is down with this building.
Oh.
Everybody is sick all the time. You know, it must be the paint. There's probably lead paint.
Asbestos.
Black mold everywhere.
Black mold. Oh, and they keep painting over it.
It was funny because Kevin and Rach and I were checking in on each other last night, just seeing how we were feeling. And I was having a bad night. I was in a bad mood. Oh. And I was just like, I'm terrible. I feel awful. Parentheses, I'm not sick. It's just like, I'm in existential crisis. Thanks for asking.
Yep. It does. Everyone is sick.
What's going on around here?
It's something else.
Do you think...
But I was in St. Louis, everyone is sick. Like, just in Missouri, yeah. In the country, everywhere.
Obviously hope this never happens, but do you think that if Kevin got shot, that he would be like, I'm okay. I'm fine. It doesn't even hurt.
I can walk fine. I got shot in the arm. I can walk fine.
100%.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
He really was. He was so defensive. He's like, I don't feel bad. I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to be nice.
I'm like, I'm not even sick and I just feel bad.
Yeah. I'll go hit one better. At some point, I just want to see him cry.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what it's going to take.
I can't even picture it. I can't even, like, I don't know. It's like I'm trying to visualize it, and I'm like one of those people who don't have a visual memory or something, like you were talking about on the show the other day. Yeah. Like, people can't picture the apple with the fork
you
in
can't
it. I'm
picture
like,
that.
Heels crying. Yeah. I don't know.
I bet his eyes get red. Just red.
Gets,
probably a little.
He gets angry.
Yeah.
Do you have that, Rachel? Like, you can't...
No. Oh. I can visual, just not with wheels.
Oh,
Ryan.
Gotcha.
That's my blind spot, I guess.
What did you say yesterday that started a miniature debate with him that he yelled at you?
This was on the air like 2 days ago when we were talking about Elon and his employment email. And I was like, I don't know. I think you should be able to do 5 bullet points of what you do every day. And Wheels was like, oh, kiss my ass.
And you could see.
That's awesome.
Because we don't do that to Rach. And you could see he immediately was trying to scramble back.
He's like, to Elon, I say, not to you.
Oh, my gosh. That's my amazing. Ass.
It was like she had just pulled his string. He just like, kiss my ass.
Just like, oh, blank you, Rachel. This is for you specifically, nobody else.
It was pretty awesome.
Rachel goes, it was.
That's amazing.
Go straight to hell.
Rach brought it up at lunch. I'm like, right? That was crazy.
Just the phrase kiss my ass is so underused these days.
And he meant it.
He meant it with every fiber of his being.
Awesome.
He literally meant kiss my ass.
I honestly can't imagine. I can't even like think up a scenario in which I'd want to say to Rachel, kiss my ass.
Well, he was saying it like to billionaires, but he and I were in a debate about it. Like he was saying it like to them, but it kind of felt like a little bit towards me. You know what I'm saying?
And it was like the most innocuous, like, I don't know. I think everyone should be able to give 5 things they did last week.
Ranj and I could only come up with 2.
Yeah. Oh, that we did?
Yeah. And one of them was that, well, if it weren't for us, there'd be dead air.
Actually, we came up with 5, but 3 of them were the same.
Yeah,
so
3 of them were just a little redundant. Yeah.
It's
too we did. Bad. I was like, I can
it
come
is,
up
though,
with 2.
Here's the objection I have with that whole thing. It's that, of course, it's okay if your employer asks you, hey, we're just doing an audit. What do you do? What did you do last week? But you have these people coming in from nowhere that know nothing about anything. They know nothing about these institutions. And they're like, give me 5 bullet points of everything you did. And upon that, I'm going to determine if you get to keep your job.
And that's even assuming the people responding are honest, at which point, how would anyone know without being in the office itself what's really necessary, how that process looks. But you could also just make anything up.
Of course.
Like there's just so much that's inefficient about asking people to send 5 bullet points. Like you said, we're not against an audit, but audits are tedious and time consuming and you've got to go to the office to see exactly what's happening.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But also, go to hell, Rachel.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Carr has a great idea. He said they should make a chatty Kevin with a pull string. What phrases would come out? Carr, I'm stealing that. Next week when everyone's back, we should all do that for each of us.
Oh, no.
Like, what are the 5 top phrases that comes out of each of our mouths?
One of Kevin's would ever be, well, that would never happen.
Let's go, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would never happen.
F the billionaires.
Yeah,
one of Ranj's would be, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Only the Uber and Lyft drivers get to hear that one.
Yeah, now I'm just going in on Kevin because he's way bigger than me and he's not here. But
now's your chance.
Now's the time. But he is a lot like my mom in that... mom,
same height.
My mom, pretty close. My mom had certain go-to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell my friends, like, I can make her say whatever I want.
Yeah.
You know, like, just watch me.
You know the prompts.
I know the prompts. And that's the same with Kevin. Like, I can get him to go off on billionaires at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize you're doing it. He's just so gung-ho about it.
Okay, I just thought of Ranj's. His top one has to be, Daddy's got it.
Oh. That's right.
Speaking, I did think of your mom because you said you would talk about her miniature stature.
Yes.
She's like 4'6".
4'6".
Last night was like the revenge of the very short women because I'm not that tall. I'm 5'5". I feel pretty short. But there was I went to Target and a minivan pulled up and a child got out of the car and I thought, oh my gosh, this 8-year-old is driving the car. It was like, it was a grown woman probably way more successful in life than I am, has her life together, but she must have been, you know, maybe 4'10" or 5 feet tall. And then it happened a couple times where I was in Forest Park and I saw someone. Now, you know, my good friend Noah is 5 feet tall on a good day. So I get it, but it was just so funny because it looked so diminutive because I'm used to feeling pretty small. But then I thought of your mom, we're 4'6".
Yeah.
Must be so tiny.
So she wasn't always 4'6". She had some osteoporosis. She was probably 5 feet, maybe 5'1" at her best. But I remember, and she was a terrible driver. It's probably where I got it. But she would just, like, her head would barely come up above the steering wheel.
Oh.
And she would just, we had ditches in South Roxanne on both sides of the road. She would just go from one ditch to the other, just back and forth.
Like a bumpers? Yes. Like a bowling ball? Yes. Hitting the bumpers?
And somehow I have driving anxiety.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where the guy's trying to get to the house and he's driving really fast. He gets stuck behind the old woman.
Yeah.
Whose eyes are just over the dashboard and her steer. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's what Jerry Seinfeld said. The state flag of Florida should just be a pair of knuckles on a steering
that's
wheel.
That's good. Ron, do you remember, were you on the show when I had a baby bring me DoorDash?
You've told the story.
Yes. Yeah. That's still one of the greatest things that's ever happened.
And didn't it throw up, too? Oh. Why do I call it it?
You do call it it.
Yeah. Nick was over, and we're getting Taco Bell. And I have a wooden door, and I have a glass door. Wooden door's open, glass door shut. And all of a sudden, these two hands just smack the glass door. And I notice I can't see ahead. Oh. And so I said to Nick, check the door. I think there's a baby. And Nick goes, I'm not checking it. And so then we see the baby run off. And we look outside, and there's the Taco Bell. Baby gets in the passenger seat of the van. Van starts to move. Baby leans out and just throws up all over the curb.
Ugh.
Van stops, and for the next 40 minutes, 4-0, these multiple kids in diapers, like the kid who brought me my DoorDash was probably 3, but his sibling was probably 8, also in a diaper, and they just ran through my yard back and forth, throwing up every now and then.
And the most offensive part of the story is... You ate the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you ate a taco.
Neither could Nick.
No chance.
Oh, my gosh.
In fact,
Nick, who's very gentle with his dad, he knows me, goes, I'm sitting there just eating a taco.
Oh,
and I'm like, can you believe they're still out there puking? And Nick goes, well, I guess it didn't get in the bag. And then I realized what I was doing. And I was like, But I was still, had he not been there, I wouldn't have thrown it away. I only threw it away performatively for him.
Throwing it away like I really want this.
Yeah, it was really hitting.
I wouldn't eat the food if somebody handled it and they threw up yesterday.
Oh, 100%. 100%. We've been late to start our show because we're Cloroxing the studio every morning.
Yeah, we have to wipe down the studio.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I wipe it down. My fingernails are falling off. I need to get gloves because I think you're not supposed to handle Clorox bleach all the time with your hands.
I think you're right.
Well, you know this room is not getting cleaned other than the carpet every now and then.
No, you're safer eating off the carpet than the studio. Yeah,
nothing is getting
cleaned. So we do wipe it down with Clorox bleach, but I need to figure out, I need to get little gloves because my fingernails are falling
not
off.
Not a good sign.
No.
Hey, before we take a break, let's promote what we're doing on opening day. So you guys have probably already done this a couple times. Let me take my first shot at it. So we have two events coming up on opening day. Typically, we have Kegs and Eggs out on the street under a big tent. This year, we're having Kegs and Eggs in Cardinal Nation. So we'll be inside. We own the whole place. The only people there will be ticketed through KMOX. And it's going to be all the personalities are there. We're live on the show. It's going to be Anheuser-Busch drinks, beers, and mixed cocktails, and a buffet. And that is $85 per person. You can buy single tickets, standing room only, or you can buy tables at that multiple of the 85. Then they're doing something really cool. Earlier than that, 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., they are having a separate ticketed event, $60. There's breakfast that goes with it, a nice buffet, and it's going to be a celebration of the 1985 Cardinals, including Vince Coleman's going to be there off the air, telling off the air stories.
Yeah.
So this one, to me, like, everyone go to Kegs and Eggs. It's just pre-gaming. And then the real hardcore Cardinal fans, especially 1985 fans, so people like my age probably, take advantage of the Vince Coleman first pitch breakfast. Do we know how they get tickets? I see a really long website here.
I would go to KMOX.com/events.
Very good.
And my understanding is that it's not $60 individually. I thought that, and I said this earlier, you have to get a table.
You have to get a table.
It works out to be $60 a person.
But you can get a table for two.
Table for two, four, and I think all the way up to eight.
Yeah.
And they're going to go quick, too. For
I think that one's going to sell really quick.
For the first pitch, yeah.
The thing I'm most excited about is that for the first time in I don't know how many years, we're going to have eggs at Kegs and Eggs.
Yes.
Right.
It finally
We've
makes
never
sense.
Seen it.
We waited until eggs were the very most expensive that
exactly.
they could be and decided to bring them back.
It's the only place to get eggs.
We spare no expense here.
That's right.
They even have the brunch menu up on KMOX.com/events. So if you like to check out the, you know, scope that out in advance like I do, go check it out right now. It looks like a nice spread
going
on. It's going
to be fun.
It's going to
be
really
a good
fun.
Day. Really good day. And it doesn't matter if the weather is 40 degrees or 80 degrees because we're inside. Mm-hmm. And we typically sell about 500 tickets to Kegs and Eggs. We're only selling about 200.
Oof.
So it's way smaller, intimate. Be able to spend a lot of time with you guys.
You got to get on it. Get your tickets.
And
I suppose you could, if you want, buy tickets for both.
Sure.
Yeah.
They should do a combo.
Why not? Spend
You'd
all
be
day.
Hammered drunk by the time,
Hell yeah.
by the time we get there.
Let's go.
Throwing up eggs. We are streaming on Facebook and on YouTube. Thanks for all of the views and podcast downloads. That's very, very cool. I have anxiety and OCD, and I move all the time, and I sway back and forth, and Vic says, I feel like I'm dancing with Dave, and I kind of like it. It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Right, Aime? Nice. Yeah.
That's a way better way to look at it. Some people will tell me. Telling me to stop. I feel seasick. I'm going to throw up. I think the dancing is way more romantic.
I think so, too. That's what we're going to go with.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
It does make me feel a little better about myself, Dave.
Christopher says, I heard kegs and eggs 5 times, and I don't know what that means.
Well, so, a keg has beer in it.
And eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just our Camel X party, pregame party, where you have drinks and breakfast. And as Aime points out, it's my first one with actual eggs.
Eggs, yeah.
So that's going to be exciting.
I'm going to change the name. I'm going to call it Eggs and Kegs.
Put the eggs first.
Yeah, put the eggs first. Be very egg forward
with
this. But it is a longstanding tradition, the first home game for the St. Louis Cardinals every year. It's so much fun.
And it really is cool because, like, we'll probably have Mozeliak. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have Ozzie. Can't promise either of those guys, but the years I've been involved with them, they've both been there each time. And we have people from the Cardinals organization, and we are broadcasting live, but it's very laid back. So if you want to meet Tom Ackerman, if you want to meet Wheels or, you know, Aime and Chris, come on out. We'll be there. So it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. Only 200 people.
Might end up getting a little bit more because it's closer to the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they don't have to walk as far to
We're on the
to
ground
us.
Floor.
Yeah.
You just walk straight across the street.
I wonder if this means we won't get a Clydesdale.
We're not going to get a horse inside that building.
I know. That's a bummer. We've had a Clydesdale as a guest every year so far.
I did not know that.
Yes. Ronj always tries to buy them. You can't. Not really for sale, but he offers.
Yeah, they're really big. Cash.
How that would add to your legend if you just rode through the West End on a Clydesdale?
Oh, dude. Well, you could. All these people have golf carts. I'd rather have a horse.
Yeah.
There was the guy, I think it was a Chicago, not the suburb. It was right outside the city. He got his horse and he was he used to ride through the city on his horse and he took it onto the highway and they arrested him. Yeah.
Jeez.
It was galloping down the highway, just messing up traffic, and they arrested the guy.
I guess you got to be thankful for people like that in this world.
That you're not them?
Keeping things spicy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keeping them interesting.
You're riding a horse on the interstate.
That would have been great for Roger Brand Bingo. I wanted to make Roger Brand Bingo where, you know, because at one point there was a fist fight on the highway.
Cows that got loose.
Cows
remember?
On the highway. Obviously, ladder mattress, that's your go-to. But, I mean, you get a cow on the highway, a horse on the highway, or a fist fight.
Yeah.
That's a
nerd. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a great game.
I like to think that Roger makes those things up, and I'm totally fine with it. So Janelle, who does the movie reviews for us, is going to give us some extra time today. She's typically only on one segment at 3, but since Andrew's gone and Wheeler's gone, she'll be in between 2 and 3:30. Michael Kelly's going to come in. That's very nice of him. He'll be here between 2 and 4 p.m. So it's going to be kind of a weird show, but we're kind of used to that. Amy and I both have embarrassing stories. I'll go first. Okay. Mine's more embarrassing because I'm a dork. So I talk about how I only wear blue and gray V-neck t-shirts and, you know, beanies. And someone reached out to me and said, a listener said, like, oh, I really like your new zip-up hoodie, which I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
There's a story behind it, and it's embarrassing. So, you know, I've been getting all these TikToks about being a doctor, and it's all come from me watching The Pitt with Noah Wiley. And it's all in one day. The show's all in one day. So everyone there is wearing the same outfit the whole time. And Noah Wiley wears a hoodie like this. And I've been so taken by him. Like, he's just so ruggedly handsome, and he's the attending physician, and he's in charge, and he's firm yet fair, and I'm just attracted to him. And so I thought, I bet if I get a hoodie like that,
yeah,
I'll look like an attending ER physician. Mm-hmm. So I did, and I don't. I just look like Dave in a hoodie.
You do look firm but fair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See, I think you look that way without the hoodie.
Oh, yeah. Your turn. Work ruggedly handsome. No, that's exactly. Yeah. I'm 60 years old, and I'm acting like I'm a 12-year-old seeing Lou Brock advertising the Brockabrella. I'm just like, look how handsome and effective this guy is. I'm going to steal that with a hoodie.
That's how all clothing works, though. Like, do you ever, like Amy, for example, whenever you see like a Free People ad or something, they use beautiful, thin, like there's a reason why models are models.
Yes.
So you see the clothes on them and you think, oh, I'm going to look like that if I buy that article of clothing.
Wiley's
just an extra step.
You just ask, I ask myself, I'm like, is that a really awesome outfit or is it awesome because she has amazing hair, she's 6 feet tall and very skinny, like a size zero, and so the clothes just kind of fall differently. And most of the time it's she could wear a potato sack and would look amazing.
I was an influencer on someone else, though, I found out. I was in talking to my good friend Ryan Wiggins from the Annie Fry Show on 97.1, and he was wearing a hoodie, pullover hoodie with a college name on it. And I'm like, hey, I dig that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And he got sheepish and he goes, you know why I got it? I'm like, no, he goes, because you wear them all the time.
Oh.
So look at that.
Look at you're his model.
I'm an influencer.
So very nice. I do get influenced, and when did I buy my Doc Martens? Years ago. I bought them years ago. I mean, because I wore them all the time when I was working with Blues Hockey and so forth. But I got them because I saw Kate McKinnon.
There you go.
Was on, like, I think it was Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. She was on with Jerry Seinfeld, and her outfit, like the black jeans and the docks, and I thought, that's it. That is such a cool look. And I bought black patent leather Doc Martens, and I've worn them 10,000 times.
Ron, who was the dude in the hat and the glasses?
Was it a Muppet?
Was it a Muppet?
I don't know. I just picture like the jazz lady Muppet, how she
had a lot of Muppets with ball caps on.
Yeah.
Let me think of them. I don't think so.
Just happened.
It just happened because I've been wearing hats forever because it's so easy and I am a little lazy. So if I can wear the hat every day and not have to do with the hair thing, that's perfect. And I just happen to need glasses. So I have no choice but to be this. You've seen the, is it Dr. Death? It became a show, but it's a real life thing where there was a guy who convinced this woman she was divorced, she had a lot of money, and he had convinced her that he was a heart surgeon.
Okay.
And he would show up everywhere in scrubs. And so she just like, oh, this guy's a doctor. But not thinking, why is he always showing up? Like there'd be a dinner and he would show up in scrubs, and it turned out he was not a doctor, and then her daughter ended up murdering him. It's a whole thing. But if you really want to convince people you're a doctor, just wear scrubs.
Well, that's the thing. I have a friend who's actually he is a cardiologist. He's a cardiologist, and our ongoing joke, which I'm not sure that he thinks is funny at all, is that we're like he can't prove he's a cardiologist.
You can't take a photo a selfie with the.
And we went and visited. We dropped off some food on Thanksgiving at my friend who works at a hospital. And because one time our fake cardiologist friend sent a picture of himself in scrubs holding an instrument or two. And well, we dropped off food at the hospital. I'm like, well, here's some scrubs. And we held an instrument. And it's like, see, now we look like doctors. You didn't prove anything. And so our whole ongoing joke is that he's a fake cardiologist, which, again, I'm not sure he finds that funny. We don't talk to him that much anymore.
We're both fake doctors.
It's pretty easy to buy scrubs. I don't think they're that expensive.
Yeah. Scrub stores. And there's no like barrier for entry. No. Anybody can get them. Right?
It's not like the police uniform where you can't just walk into those stores and buy them. You have to.
Joey Vitale told me he did this, and then he said, no, I didn't do this. It's just a joke, but I'm not really sure. But when he was in college in Boston, he said he and his buddies would just wear scrubs to the bar after school so people thought he was in med school.
But what's the end game there?
I think
you get girls to talk to you because here you are. You're going to be a surgeon.
And then later you have to be like, I was just wearing those scrubs because they're comfy.
You know, Rachel, I think it was very much a bubble boy situation.
There wasn't a lot of thought put into it.
Brilliant bit. What a bit.
Ron pretended to be in a bubble. Didn't really think, how is this going to look in the long term?
I had no end game.
Yeah.
So Amy's had a difficult day because of a chocolate chip.
So I was eating chocolate chip while we were on the air, and
like Lucy's or a cookie?
Yes, just out of the
She's
bag.
Eating a bag of chocolate chips.
Yeah, it's like candy. Yep. And I dropped a chocolate chip down my shirt. Now, I'm wearing like a tank top and then like a button up over the tank top. And the chocolate chip went down the innermost layer. So now I'm like, oh, rats. Like, this is a white outfit. I got to get this chocolate chip, but I can't stick my hand far enough down my shirt and still be appropriate. So, but my shirt's tucked in. So then I started like trying to move around to see if I could get the chocolate chip out. Well, then it went through my shirt into my pants. I couldn't find it. And so then I had to do the whole, like, another segment of radio, and I ran to the bathroom.
She's doing all of this in here, by the way.
I was in the
she
studio.
She didn't excuse herself to the bathroom.
No, which
She's
is why
here.
I couldn't look too much for the chocolate chip in my shirt or in my pants. So I'm kind of moving around. Guys, I can't find it. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's melted somewhere. It's probably melted behind my knee or something gross like that.
I told her that Mason Jar is going to find her jeans and be like,
oh, yeah.
How is it behind
It's going to look like a poopy somewhere.
Maybe yeah. it shook out the leg onto the floor. You don't have to worry about it, you know? Maybe
and
it's just
like,
gone.
No, it's chocolate. Smell. Yeah. I swear. Chocolate.
I mean, it could be gone. Or I do think that it's probably melted like behind my knee or something.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Because I can't find it. And I don't see it, and it didn't come out.
It's like when I found that Whopper in my couch blankets, and I hadn't had Whoppers for a week, and I was like, pretty sure what this is, but I'm not completely sure.
Dude. I'm still looking for it. I can't.
I love that Amy's just eating loose chocolate chips at work. That makes me really happy.
It does?
Why?
It's just funny.
I think it's offensive.
It's not any different than candy. How
I love it.
It is not.
Yeah, because they don't, the chocolate chips are like,
they're
they
good.
Don't taste like regular milk chocolate.
Well,
never
you
do.
Get dark chocolate or semi-sweet. The chocolate chips, there's a whole variety of chocolate chips that you can get.
Why don't you just get regular chocolate?
You can get Nestle and get Ghirardelli.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, the chips are easier because if you get like a block of chocolate and you have to break it off, the chips are just snacky.
Beppy Cat says, check your bra.
Yes.
That's where all lost things go.
I know. I checked.
She did that in here too.
I checked and I did. And that's what I mean. It went down everywhere.
Is it in your shoe?
It's not in my shoe. I don't know where it is. It's got to be melted.
Dude. You're a whole spectacle.
It's probably on a butt cheek. Like just melted.
You're really painting a picture.
Yes, she is.
Well, because you sit on it. If you sit on a chocolate chip.
Sure.
It's melting.
Yes. You've hatched it.
Yes, I did. I had exactly the princess and the pea over here, so who knows where this thing.
Very classy.
It's not unclassy. There's nothing
it
wrong
happens.
With it.
No, yeah. It happens. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah. Were you going by singles, handfuls, or out of the package?
No, just like one or two at a time. Yeah. You know, portion control. And so I just had like one, and one fell straight down. And yeah, I mean, I could feel it. And then I started shaking it out. And like I said, I was trapped because I was in the studio and you can't reach down your shirt too much. So then I was trying to untuck my shirt. And I think in that process, it fell down the pant.
The pantaloons.
The pantaloons, yes. I do that a lot, though.
For me, the chocolate chip snack is like, if I'm completely out of other sweets at my house, then I go to the pantry and I'm like, what do I have here? And
then
you have like half a bag of chocolate chips from the last time you made cookies. They do the trick, so I get it.
Is it common to have chocolate chips in the house?
Yes.
It is?
Don't you? Well, I was about to ask Chris Ronji if you ever baked cookies.
Yeah, I think if you bake, it is.
I did it once.
So I bought these specifically for snacking. I find it's better to like have something sweet that you don't totally love because it just makes puts a little bit less strain on your willpower. Like if I had a jar of M&Ms, I'd eat them till they were gone. They're just so good. But chocolate chips are just okay, especially if you don't buy the great ones, which I didn't. I bought a super value pack and it's just it gets your sweet tooth, but you're not craving it. No one sits around going, oh, I would love a bag of chocolate chips right now.
Oh, I do. My thing like that was because I like a little chocolate before bed, and I like the Whoppers.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I DoorDash Walgreens or Schnucks or something, I'm like, oh, yes, I will have some Whoppers. And so I guess the last time I did it, they were out of Whoppers, so they made an executive decision, and they brought me a big bag of peanut butter M&Ms, which I don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're chocolate, So 9 p.m. rolls around, I'm like, oh.
But see that, I love chocolate at night, but for me, portion control is easier with chocolate chips than, like, if I had a tub of ice cream, oh my gosh, I'd pour the whole bag of chocolate chips in the ice cream and I would sit there and eat it till it's gone. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, with a little Hershey syrup on top.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Straight out of the tub.
Yeah. There you go. Go back, DGS and Camo X. Michael says, hey, Dave, did you ever go out on the Chain of Rocks Bridge? We lived up by the amusement park. I never did because I wasn't cool. I wasn't like that kind of guy. But I remember that park so well because it was like a permanent carnival. It was there all the time, and my mom and dad would never let me go. It was like coming over 270 mm-hmm. into Missouri, and it was up on a big hill.
Yeah.
And you just see all the Ferris wheels going and the lights. You're like, we could just pull over there.
No. What is the name of that park?
Don't know. Do not know.
Somebody just brought it up in my family like 4 or 5 months ago.
The Chain of Rocks Bridge is the one that has the bend in it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It closed for a while, mm-hmm. and now you can walk across
yeah.
it.
Yeah. There's like a
You might be thinking of the Alton Bridge. The Alton Bridge has a real bend in it.
There's a little bit. Well, she is right. There is, I'm pretty sure there's a little bit of an angle.
Like where they didn't line them up correctly. Mm. I think that's the Chain of Rocks.
Something like that. But yeah, it goes basically into Granite City. And that amusement park, I've heard people talk about it before. And it's still up there. I think the
bones
the skeleton. Yeah, the bones are still there.
Did you guys see Billy Joel take his fall?
No.
No.
So Billy's 75, and he was singing on stage, doing tricks with the microphone stand, and he threw the microphone stand to a roadie, and the force of that kicked him backwards, and he took a real bad old man fall.
Oh, wow.
And it really hit me that every generation watches their celebrities get old.
Mm.
You know, like, I don't see many of my friends I grew up with anymore, so to me, they're still 18 years old or 25 years old, but I see celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of an odd thing. Like, I'm sure my mom and dad were like, wow, look at Sinatra. He really looks, and he's really showing his age.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a tough one to accept. Because I just don't see him like that, you know? Don't see him as somebody who's taking falls as an older person.
Do you ever meet your peers and think, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is my friend group. We're so old. Like, yeah. It's weird. Like, you just feel like, oh, wow. I feel so much younger than we looked when I was 20. When I was 20, looking at like a 45-year-old, I'm like, wow, your life is over at that point.
Oh, yeah.
But now I feel like 40s is still really young.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing this is going to keep going. Like, I feel really good for 60.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that at 70, hopefully I'll feel the same way, that I look okay and I feel okay. But you just keep putting off old age.
And it's probably, too, every age, I think there's like a divider where you probably see people your age, too, that you feel younger than they look.
Yeah, sure.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or then you look, you know, whatever it is, but it's like you're still looking at yourself and others with younger eyes.
Who was it that said, wasn't it to you, somebody talking about you being ancient and you were like 30? It was a kid, right? Wasn't that you that this happened to?
Maybe. I mean, because they use the phrase the olden days because
yeah.
when you're born in the 1900s and all your students were born in 2005, 2008, 2010, to them, 1983 may as well be 1883.
Yeah.
Like the olden days.
I was thinking about last night when I was 22, my job was being a reading teacher in a grade school. And I worked a lot with the sixth graders there. And I coached the basketball team, girls and boys. And, you know, to them, I was a grown up, which I was. To me, they were little kids,
mm-hmm.
but they're 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So they're 50 now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that those kids who are still 12 in my mind.
That's wild.
Now probably have grandkids.
Did I tell you there was a, during the ice storm, a girl in my Bible study said her neighbor is 104 and lives alone. And he had fallen outside and they heard him calling for help and they ran over and they helped him and thought this could have been a really, really bad situation. And she said, my first inclination was to be like kind of mad, like, where are his kids? And then she realized, oh my gosh, his kids are 85 or 82. They could be in a nursing home. And I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Because your first thought, if someone's 100, where are your kids? Well, your kids might need help too at that point.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Yeah, when I talked about being screwed up that I won't be able to help out Phoebe and Nick in their old age, and I love that Wheeler's like, I'm glad. I'm glad I don't have to do that for my daughter. I wouldn't want to see that.
And look at him getting sick. He's already starting the process.
That would cause some sort of pain.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.